Lunch at the bistro.
午餐在小餐馆.
Anna visits a small bistro and orders a sandwich and a water. She talks to the waiter about the daily menu and the recommended drinks.
Anna 訪問一個小餐館,點了一個三明治和一瓶水. 她和服務員談論當天的菜單和推薦的飲料.
The Schwartz family prepares for Easter.
施雅慈一家為復活節做準備.
They color eggs.
她們染顏色的蛋.
They bake an Easter cake.
她們烤復活節蛋糕.
They plan a big meal.
她們計劃一頓大餐.
Friends and family come.
朋友和家人都來了.
They gather together.
她們團聚.
The street is busy.
街上很熱鬧.
Children look for eggs.
孩子們尋找彩蛋.
There are many eggs in the garden.
花園裡有很多蛋.
Everyone is happy.
每個人都很開心.
They sing and dance.
他們唱歌和跳舞.
Easter is a special day.
復活節是特別的日子.
People gather to celebrate.
人們相聚慶祝.
There are many treats on the table.
桌上有許多美味.
Family enjoys meals together.
家人一起享用飯菜.
The weather is nice.
天氣很好.
It is sunny.
陽光明媚.
Children play on the grass.
孩子們在草地上玩.
The whole day is joyful.
整個白天充滿了歡樂.
There is a big dinner at night.
晚上有一頓豐盛晚餐.
The Schwartz family thanks their friends.
施雅慈一家感謝朋友們.
Martin's morning routine.
馬丁的晨間常規.
Martin describes his typical morning. He gets up, has breakfast, reads the news, goes to work, and plans his day. The reader learns about his habits and goals for the day.
馬丁描述了他的典型早晨,他起床,吃早餐,看新聞,去上班,計劃他的日子。讀者了解了他的習慣和當天的目標.
Martin wakes up at 6 every morning.
馬丁每天早上6點起床.
He takes a shower first.
他先洗澡.
Then he dresses up.
然後他穿衣服.
Breakfast is always simple.
早餐總是簡單的.
He likes to eat cereal.
他喜歡吃谷物.
He drinks orange juice sometimes.
他偶爾喝橙汁.
After breakfast, he reads the news.
早餐後,他閱讀新聞.
He checks the news on his smartphone.
他用智能手機看新聞.
Around 7, he leaves home for work.
7點左右,他離開家去上班.
He takes the bus.
他坐公共汽車.
He listens to music on the way.
路上他聽音樂.
He usually arrives at the office by 8.
他通常8點到達辦公室.
He turns on his computer.
他打開電腦.
The first thing he does is check emails.
第一件事就是查看電子郵件.
He plans his goals for the day.
他計劃當天的目標.
He has a to-do list.
他有一個待辦事項列表.
He takes a break at lunch.
午餐時間他休息一下.
This is the start of his day.
這是他的一天的開始.
The digital news world.
數字化的新聞世界.
Lisa learns how to use online media to stay informed about current events. She discovers the differences between newspapers, blogs, and social media and discusses fake news with friends.
麗莎學習如何利用在線媒體保持對當前事件的了解. 她發現報紙、博客和社交媒體之間的區別, 並與朋友們討論假新聞.
An intercultural dinner.
一個跨文化的晚餐.
During a dinner with international guests, Peter experiences the diversity of cultures. He learns the significance of gestures and word choice in different cultures and engages in interesting conversations.
在與國際客人共進晚餐時, 彼得體驗到了文化的多樣性. 他了解到在不同文化中手勢和措辭的重要性, 並進行了有趣的對話.
Guests came from different parts of the world.
客人們來自世界的不同地方.
Some were from France.
有人來自法國.
Others were from Japan.
其他人來自日本.
Each shared their cultural customs and traditions.
每個人分享了他們的文化習俗和傳統.
Peter was excited to learn about them.
彼得興奮地了解他們.
At an international conference, Johanna learns various greeting and farewell expressions.
在一場國際會議上, Johanna 学习了各种迎接和告别的表达方式。
She discusses the nuances and cultural meanings of formal and informal expressions.
她讨论了正式和非正式用语的细微差别和文化意义。
On the first day, delegates from 6 countries gathered.
第一天，来自六个国家的代表齐聚一堂。
Johanna was captivated by the uniqueness of each greeting.
Johanna 被每种问候的独特性吸引。
She noticed that certain greetings reflected the history and values of the countries.
她注意到某些问候语反映了国家的历史和价值观。
There were also seminars on formulaic language at the conference.
会议上还有关于公式化语言的研讨会。
These seminars explored the roles of set phrases in different cultures.
这些研讨会探索了特定用语在不同文化中的作用。
Johanna discovered that in Japan, bowing is a thoughtfully formal act.
Johanna 发现在日本，鞠躬是深思熟虑的正式行为。
During meetings, bowing to each other indicates mutual respect.
在开会期间，相互鞠躬表明了对彼此的尊重。
However, Johanna noted that in Brazil, a warmer and more intimate greeting approach was held.
然而， Johanna 注意到在巴西，抱持更为温暖和亲密的问候方式。
In Brazil, hugging and kissing are common forms of welcome.
在巴西，拥抱和亲吻是常见的欢迎方式。
Johanna felt this approach contrasted starkly with Japan.
Johanna 觉得这种方式与日本完全不同。
These observations gave her a deeper understanding of cultural richness.
这些观察使她对不同文化的丰富性有了更深的理解。
On the second day, she reflected on her colleagues' farewells.
第二天，她反思了同事们的告别。
She observed that formal farewells were often accompanied by profound gratitude.
她观察到正式告别往往伴随着深沉的感谢。
Even during farewells, every word was meticulously chosen.
即使在告别时，每一个词语都经过精心考虑。
For her, farewells were an expression of respect and sincerity.
对她来说，告别是一种表达尊重和诚意的形式。
From this, she learned the art of phrasing.
从中，她学到了用词的艺术。